Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will finish off Simen Reish Pei Ches and finish off as well, start and finish Simen Reish Pei Tes. So let's begin with Sif Tes, which is at the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Mechaber is telling us in Sif Tes, Ain't Soakin, you're not allowed to go and daven, v'lo masriyin, nor are you allowed to blow trumpets. Bo al Shum Tzora, for things that are coming on Shabbos that are calamities, so you can't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, where you go and daven to Hashem, or you're going out and blowing shofar to Hashem. Except, chutz mitzaras hamazonos, except if it's a lack of food, shetzoakim aleh befeh b'Shabbos v'lo b'shofar. That you're allowed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, but you still shouldn't blow a shofar for that type of a distress. Likewise, v'chein ir shekifu anosim onar. If there's a city that is unfortunately surrounded by marauders, or a river is overflowing, u'sfino hamatorefes bayam, or there's a boat nebuch that's in turbulent waters and may be swallowed up in the water, may drown. Afilu ayochir anirdof may goyim ulistim uruach ra, or if an individual is being chased after by goyim or by armed robbers, or some ruach ra, some bad misfortune is occurring to him, he has a melancholy or something like that, and Rachmon al-Sani may hurt himself, zoakim u'mischanin b'tfilos b'Shabbos. Then you are allowed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be a refuah, that there should be a yeshua in that situation with tfilos. But even in that situation, avol ein tokim, but you're not allowed to go and blow shofar. One should always rely upon the tfilos over here, but you're not allowed to go and blow shofar in this situation. So, that's the Mechaber's opinion. And he says the one situation where there's an exception to this rule that you're allowed to even blow shofar in Shabbos, but it's not really an exception, it's a different scenario. Elim king token lekabe tzom, lazor lachem ulatzilom. You are allowed to blow shofar if the shofar is really going to be a clarion call for everybody to come and help you. So then you're not blowing shofar for the sake of blowing shofar. The shofar is serving as an announcement, as a gathering tool to get everybody to come and help you from whatever tzara it is and to save you, help you save you from a certain calamity. And the Ramah adds, Ayin lekam and simin tof kuf ayin vav sif gimel, where these dinim are discussed further. What this sif is essentially saying, there is no Ramah or Mishnah Berurah on it, is that on Shabbos, one is only allowed to go and daven for needs that are immediate right then and there, but not for needs that aren't necessarily going to be need to be addressed this Shabbos right now. It's not an acute, impending type of a disaster, because one should rely upon Shabbos, that the Shabbos itself will protect you. But if it's an immediate calamity or disaster, and certainly if you need to do something, so then you're obviously allowed to do anything that needs to be done for Pikuach Nefashos, and even if it's a davening that's imminent, so you're allowed to even daven on Shabbos, but under no circumstances should you blow shofar, unless, of course, the shofar is a warning sound or a call sound to people to come and help you. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, Nir dof ipnei ruach ra. That which we just said a moment ago, that if a ruach ra, if a bad spirit is coming on somebody, nebuch, they have some mental illness or something that's causing them to maybe harm themselves, so the Mechaber here points out, that which we spoke about, sha'amru lav dafka, it wasn't only that scenario where a person is nebuch in a mental illness and he's going to hurt himself. Duhadin, the same thing applies, even if it's not mental illness, the chol chola, sheyesh bo sakonas hayom, Zoakim Mishanin. For anybody who's nebuch sick, so of course you're allowed to do anything that you have to do to be Mechal Shabbos to save that person. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about davening. So even davening in this situation is permitted to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should save that person's life. Of course, to be Mechal Shabbos to do anything, I can't say it enough. Nobody ever had a doubt that you're allowed to do that. And he says as well, V'chei Nagul Omar, Zeminik to say certain tefillos called mitzalim b'Shabbos, acholim ha-mesukonim, sakonas hayom. You're allowed to go and say a mishaberech, you're allowed to go and say certain types of tefillos for sick people on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Zayin explains, for example, what does it mean, ruach ra? Shenichnas bo ruach sheid, a devil, so to say, has come inside of him. We would say he has mental illness. V'ruatz v'holech, and he's running and going, shema yitba benar, o yipo v'yomos, and he rachmon l'tzlan may commit suicide. He's going to drown himself in the river, or he's going to jump off a roof or something like that, and Rachman Litzlan kill himself, as it says in Dirshu foot number 34 from the Arach HaShulchan. He has some sort of a machal, or shirotzu lohomis esatzmo, nebuch, he has mental illness, and he's going to commit suicide by either jumping into the river, or choking himself, or doing something else, chas v'sholem. Or, oshu chole mimine chaloyim, or he has other illnesses that the Ran brings down. So in all of these situations, not only can, of course, you do anything to save his life on Shabbos, v'muchal Shabbos, pikuach nefesh esdoch Shabbos, but even tefillos over here are able to be stayed and said on Shabbos for such a sick person. Now we go to the Ramah, and the Ramah concludes over here this simon, hagav, v'chein mutu levarech chole Hamesukun Boba Yom. You can say a Misha Berech for such a chola who's sick on that day, on Shabbos. And he brings us down from the Likute, the Mari Brin, as well as the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ran. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Ches explains, Avo Misha Einu Masukun, lo. But if somebody's not sick right then and there, so you shouldn't say such a Misha Berech for a person on Shabbos. And he says, Ukisha Ose Misha Berech L'chola Shein Bo Sakona. And we make a Misha Berech for somebody that's not deathly ill, we say, Omer Shabbos Himilizok Urufua Krova Lovo. We say the words instead of the normal thing that you should have a Rufua Shleim. We say that Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to call out to Hashem, and Shabbos itself should bring a Rufua to the person. Ulevarach Hamakasha Lele, to a woman who's having a difficult delivery and she's in distress in childbirth, bevade motu. The Mishnah Berurah says, certainly you're allowed to say a Misha Berech for such a woman. She certainly falls into the category of a chola sheyesh bo sakana. And likewise, v'chein hayoledes besoch shavua rishon, a woman who just gave birth and is in the first week and it's a dangerous time for her, gam kiniru l'kuliyama in l'hachmer. It appears to everybody that you shouldn't go and be machmer and not make a Misha Berech, but you're allowed to daven for that woman that she, Emir Toshem, should have a continued refuah shleima. Tishuvah number 35 says, Av shemutu l'sasek b'pulos refuos b'shabbos. He has to remind us, of course, you're allowed to do anything that needs to be done for that person. Even for a chola she'en bo sakana, you're allowed to do certain things on Shabbos for them. And the Chasam Sofer brings down that this is based upon v'chai behem v'lo shiyomus, that a person has to save himself. Nevertheless, he says, to daven for such a person, that's not so clear unless they're sick enough and significantly ill on Shabbos itself. Then otherwise you should say that Shabbos should just go, and azeh yicholim lomar shashabbos tamali yesmokom ha'tfilo azokah. The Shabbos, so to say, itself will take the place of the tefillah and the calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yicholihi Shabbos shetirachim. And Shabbos, so to say, should have mercy on the person and allow the person to have a refuah shleima without you specifically asking for it if they're not very sick. That concludes Simin Reish Pei Ches, and now we start Simin Reish Pei Tes, which deals with the lunchtime, the main Shabbos morning Suda of Shabbos, Sudas Shachris, the second Suda of Shabbos. Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Yeh Shulchano Oruch Umita Mutzas Yofe Umapa Prusa Kemo Besudas Halayla. Just like by Friday night, that the table should be set nicely, the rooms should be set nicely. They didn't necessarily have separate bedrooms and dining rooms, so they would have the bed, mats, everything out in the same room. You should have everything set nicely for the beds. It shouldn't look all disheveled. It should look nice, and the table should be set. Everything should be beautiful for Shabbos. At the Friday night meal, the same halacha applies by the Shabbos lunch meal. Everything should be set nicely. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Aleph. Hayna Me'er of Shabbos. You should try to set everything up from before Shabbos that can be set up before Shabbos. O Kideisha Yisham Bo B'Shabbos. Or if you're going to sleep on it on Shabbos afternoon, then you'll have to even set it up on Shabbos itself. O Shu B'Cheder Shadarsham. Or if this is in the same room that you're eating and sleeping in the same room, Vika Bizoyan in Lo Yatzia Mitos, and it would be an embarrassment for the meal and for the Shabbos if the beds in that room that you're eating in are all disheveled and not made. Avo Belav Hochi Osir. But if you're not going to sleep in the beds anymore on Shabbos, and it's not going to be in a place where it's going to look like it's a disaster and it's all disheveled, so then you shouldn't make your beds on Shabbos morning for Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos night. And this brought down the name of the Achronim. The Deer footnote number one brings down, because as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem in Sim Shin Beis, you're not allowed to go and prepare your beds for Motzi Shabbos on Shabbos, unless Eloshim Amito Omedes Beveso Ofen Shadovim Magune Ubizoyin L'Shabbos Shetamud Kach. Unless people are going to come into the room and they're going to look disheveled, so if people are going to see this and it's going to make the house look not nice, then you're allowed to do this. In that situation, it's permissible because that's called a Tzorach of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umasha Kosa Vumapa Prusa, that which we said that your table should be covered, Ayin La'el Beresh Ayin Aleph, that we talked about already previously in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Mem Aleph over there, where we discussed the concept of covering up the bread on the bottom and on the top, to have it like the mun was covered on the top and on the bottom. Tishvut number two brings down and reminds us there were two reasons over there. Number one reason was Shalot Hira Apas Bo Shasa, so that the pas should not be, so to say, seeing its embarrassment, that normally it should go first, but here we're making Kiddush first. Normally in the order of hierarchies of brachos, bread comes before wine, but here we're making it on the wine first, so we cover it up, so to say, it shouldn't be embarrassed. Teaching us again a very important lesson about if we're not going to embarrass an inanimate object, how much more so do we have to be careful about not embarrassing a human being. And the second reason is that they brought down, it's a zeichel mon, just like the mon was covered with dew, with tal, below it and on top of it, so too we cover up the bread below it and on top of it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'yivarech al ha'yayin bari priya gofen, v'hu nikra kiddush rabba." And we make a bari priya gofen on the wine, and this is called the great kiddush. As we'll see, this is a euphemism. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Beis, "Yesh noagim luftoach mitchila pasuk b'shom b'nei Yisrael v'gomer ozachas yom haShabbos ad vaikayin sheyu." There are people that say all these other psukim before the kiddush, and he says, "V'yesh mehahamon sheposchim al kein berach." And some people just start off with the end over there of those psukim, which is al kein berach v'shaloki dinu, and that's incorrect. The Psukah de lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinu, because any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu said it is a whole pasuk, we shouldn't say part of that pasuk. So therefore, he says it's incorrect to just start with Alkein Berach. If you want to say Zachas Yom Hashabbos Akacho until the end, Alkein Berach, so that's fine. Say the whole thing. You want to start off even with a further paragraph, the Shamim Yisrael, that's fine. Also, every person should follow his minuk. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down the Chazonish, as well as we see Rav Chaim Brisker, both Zatzal, they had the opinion that you shouldn't say any psukim other than Bar Priya Gofen, because people mistakenly think then that the other psukim are an essential part of the Kiddush, when in fact the essential part of the Kiddush is just the Bar Priya Gofen. And it's called this Kiddush Rabbah as a euphemism, as we'll see in a second. The issue foot number 5 brings down from the Sefer Shari Rachamim, Shekan Gora Hadover Yoser, Kivin Shatevos Alkain. If you say Alkain, that's even worse than saying nothing, because Alkain is a half of the Pasuk, and you certainly shouldn't say the second half of the Pasuk without saying the first of the half of the Pasuk. Mr. Bursivkot and Kimmel writes that it's called Kiddush Rabbah V'nikra B'loshen Zeh. We use this expansive idea of calling it the Great Kiddush. Shehu Kimo Shekorin Saginor, just like we call a person full of light. It's a euphemism. Because the Kiddush during the daytime is not a daraisa. And therefore we call it the Great Kiddush as a euphemism. It's really much less important Kiddush than the nighttime Kiddush. Rakshik Tiknu, L'Kovet Shabbos. The rabbis did set up that we should say Kiddush L'Kovet Shabbos. V'yasmuchu Akra, and they have it based upon a pasuk. It's an allusion to this pasuk, but it's not a real din daraisa. Kiddush Gemara, as the Gemara explains. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'acha kachi tol yodav. After you make Kiddush, you should go and wash your hands, hamotzi. And the Ramah says, V'ayin le'el, simen reish ayin aleph, sifyud beiz ba'go. And this Ramah is alluded to, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Dalit, Hainu sham mevor ba'go. The Ramah there tells us, denote them layadayim kodim Kiddush. There is an opinion that's brought down that you should wash your hands before you make Kiddush. You should wash Tilas Adayim before you make Kiddush. And as I pointed out there, we had an Arichus over there. This is the custom amongst the German Jews, amongst the Yakis. The Ayin Shom B'Mishnah Berurah, the Kama Achronim Kosu Shom, the Tov Yosef Lino Kedasa Mechaber. And that opinion there, brought down by Mechaber, that you should wash your hands before you make Kiddush, is followed by many Achronim. And we had a whole discussion there. Is that proper? Is that not proper? Ayin Shom in those Shiurim, as to which is the best way to do it. Bottom line is, both ways are perfectly acceptable. Then the Mechaber says, V'yivtza alecha mishnah k'mo b'layla v'yisod. Then you wash your hands of tilas yadayim, as we said, and you take out lecha mishnah, and you break the lecha mishnah, similar to the din on Friday night, and then you can eat your meal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, Kosav b'rokeach, simen undali, brings down from the rokeach, who's a rishon, achar she'ochlu, kol tzarchon, after you finished eating your lunchtime meal, yesh mezamrim zmiros, v'shevach l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. People have the custom to sing zmiros and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tov l'ilmo Torah, v'mitzas kodum achila. And it's even preferable to learn a little bit before you start your meal, as brought down in the El Yerabah. And there, Shufut number 6 reminds us, of course, this is assuming that you'll be able to eat the meal before Chatzos. Because if you're not going to eat the meal before Chatzos, so then it's much better not to learn, actually, to go and eat the meal before Chatzos and learn afterwards or during the meal. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ve'gam zeh hakiddush sorech shiyeh b'malkum suda." Just like we learned all the halachos of kiddush b'malkum suda by Friday night, so to avia this kiddush should be in the place where you're having your suda. And in fact, the Mechaber continues, "V'shelo yitom kodum lo klum." And likewise, just like by Friday night, you're not allowed to eat anything before you make Kiddush, so to avir on Shabbos morning, like the Shabbos meal, you're not allowed to eat anything before you make Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Vav, V'gam hanoshim shayochim b'inyon zeh. Women are also obligated in this, because as we said many times already, the Chol Mila, the Shabbos, ish v'isha shoven, because the Achronim bring down that because women are obligated in all of the los asseis, so they're also obligated in all of the asseis on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah sasseishas man groma, because men and women are absolutely equal in terms of all these halachos on Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Umiyu lishtos mayim baboker kodem tefila mutter." But to have a drink of water before you daven in the morning, that is permissible. Why? Mipnei shadayin lochalu lav chovas kiddush, because you haven't yet been obligated in kiddush before davening, because kiddush is only after davening, after shachris. That's when the chiyuv for kiddush takes effect, and therefore before you daven, there is no obligation to say kiddush, and you're allowed to have a little bit of water before you daven. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, the Kiddush ain shayach ela b'sman asuda. As I pointed out, Kiddush is only a requirement when you're allowed to have the meal. Or mishum kodem atvila lo shayach b'mayim, and therefore there is no problem of having water before the davening, ukidileh b'simen peites, as we've explained previously. Dirshah foot number 7 brings down, avo li'achat tvila shachas, once a person has davened already shachas, even though he hasn't davened yet musaf, so we learned already in Simen Reish Pei Vav, shekvar hizchaya b'kiddush. That's when the obligation to say kiddush takes place, and therefore, ochein mi shecholash libo vein lo yayin velo shar dov lekadosh lov. If a person is feeling weak at that point, then there is no wine or chamar medina that he can make kiddush on. So he brings down from the Elyar Rabba shemutal lechol peros or shar minei targima michamesha saminim below kiddush. Then, if a person is really not feeling well, he can have some fruit or some grain products that aren't really a full seuda, and he can eat those without having made kiddush. The issue for number 8 brings down the isha ha'ocheles l'fnei atvila b'ofen mutter. If a woman is eating in a permissible way before she davens, so does she or she not have to make kiddush? So this is a big machlokas. We don't have time to go through it in detail, but he brings down various posts, including Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yashiv, who say that if she's a married woman and she normally eats with her husband, so then she paradoxically does not have to make kiddush because she's allowed to wait till her husband comes home and he'll make kiddush for her. But if she's not married, then she should make kiddush before she eats. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Dayan Weiss Zatzal and the Minchas Yitzchak, they bring down, no, that the woman, whether she's married or not, has to make her own kiddush. There's a further discussion over here, Ayin Shom, in this long, detailed footnote, Dirshu foot number 8. Dirshu foot number 9 reminds us that coffee or tea is also permissible in the morning. All of the halachos of eating before davening we've discussed previously, with or without sugar, that whole discussion, Ayin Simen Pei Tes, and in other places where we have this discussion, and you can review all of these dinim. And in fact, the Rambam says, Hagav, Ayin Le'el, Kol Dine Kiddush, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Ayin Reish Beis, and Reish Ayin Gimel, where we discussed halachos. The same halachos apply here by Shabbos lunch as they do by Friday night with regards to Kiddush. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Chovas Kiddush, he says, Pashut, it's certainly clear that if somebody has to eat for refuah purposes, and he's allowed to eat before the davening, so then he should also make Kiddush as well. There's a long Dirshu footnote over here, number 13, which, I don't think we'll have time to get to today, which discusses what a person should do in that situation where he has to eat before the davening, and for medicinal purposes, what he should do, what he should eat, ayin shum, in Dirshu foot number 13. Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, b'mokum shein yayin matzu, in a place where wine is not easily available, havei sheichar u'shar mashkin chutz min amayim chamar medina u'mekachin olav, where wine is not available, so then beer and other types of drinks or beverages other than water, which had the status of being chamar medina, which is something that we've discussed in great detail previously as well, so certain types of beverages that are served are covered of that beverage, and that's specifically just to quench your thirst. So then you could use those for kiddush on Shabbos lunch meal as well, even though we said you can't use them for Friday night. If you don't even have this chamar medina, so then ocha below kiddush, because of onik Shabbos, we don't want you to totally spoil your onik Shabbos, so then you're allowed to eat even without making kiddush if the wine or the chamar medina is simply not available. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches explains, Mashma, the b'makom shu matzoi ein likadish ala sheikh or shar mashkin. In a place where wine is available, it's much preferable to make kiddush on wine rather than using beer or other beverages. And we discussed this as well previously. V'ayin le'el b'simen reishayin bay, Siv Katan Chav Tes, b'mishnah Berurah, Mashka sadu shom denogim l'hokum b'zeh b'shachwes b'dino seno, that there is room to be makel on this, but certainly l'chatchila, one should use wine. But if somebody really likes the beer or the yayin sraf, the liquors, etc., there is room to suggest to be Mako, again with many, many caveats, some of which are listed over here in Dirshu foot number 11, in order to make sure that one does it optimally. But certainly, there's no posik that says that the optimal way to do it isn't wine. There's some that say maybe under certain circumstances other things could be equally as good, but nobody ever says that wine isn't perfectly good. And as Mishnah Berurah says over here, the optimal way to do this is certainly always to make kiddush on wine. For liquor, that was discussed back over there. And as I pointed out just now, look in Dirshu foot number 11 for more details. Sivkot and Tess, Chamar Medina. Beverages that are in Chamar Medina, you can't use liquid beverages that are not Chamar Medina to make Kiddush. These aren't allowed to be done with at night time, and therefore you're not allowed to make on these things for Kiddush during the day. And these dinim are discussed in greater detail. What is Chamar Medina? We've already discussed some of them, but they're discussed more in regards to Havdalah in Simen Reish Sadivav. Finally, Sivkot Yod, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have no food, you're allowed to eat without Kiddush. Pirish, Kishyesh, Lopat. pas. Vafilu chatichas pas lo pas shalim. Omer amotzi al pas. If you have bread or any parts of bread, then you make motzi on the bread and eat your meal. If you don't have bread, you don't have kiddush, then you can have the rest of your meal. You shouldn't be mevatel onik Shabbos. En lo levatel mitzvah onik Shabbos v'shul zeh. Likewise, by nighttime, if you don't have bread, if you don't have wine by nighttime, you have fruits or other things, you're allowed to eat them then as well. Unless if you're expected to get wine, you should wait a little bit to chatzos. Unless you're a weak person, then you don't have to wait at all. You can rely upon the kiddush that you said during davening, but if they bring wine, you should make kiddush even during the meal. That concludes today's shir.